From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Top U.S. diplomats met Wednesday with their Chinese counterparts for talks after a U.S. student imprisoned in their country in North Korea died earlier this week. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on North Korea to halt its provocations.
The most acute threat in the region today is posed by the DPRK. We both call for complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
President Donald Trump has lauded China's past efforts to rein in North Korea, but acknowledged those efforts haven't achieved their desired results. Other discussions included the U.S. commitment to the rule of law in the South China Sea. Afghan's Taliban released a new video Wednesday showing two professors urging U.S. President Donald Trump to negotiate their freedom. Australian Timothy Weeks appeared, hoping to be reunited with his family and friends.
I pray that this happens shortly, and that the Taliban soldiers may be returned home to their family for Eid, and that I may be able to go home to my family.
The Taliban wants freedom for its soldiers being held in return for freeing the two professors. Neither the Afghan government nor U.S. officials have responded to the video. Russian officials reacted to new sanctions unveiled by the United States by canceling upcoming talks between Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon. Ryabkov said the situation is not conducive to holding this round of dialogue. The U.S. State Department expressed regret at the cancellation of Friday's talks. A Kremlin spokesman said the move was not constructive and said various retaliatory options are being considered on an expert level. This is VOA. Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe testified before the House Appropriations Committee, the Commerce, Justice, and Science and related agencies, holding a hearing on the FBI's budget. He was asked if the special counsel appointed by the FBI would have all resources and necessary personnel transferred to Director Mueller's office. McCabe said that all resources have been assigned and also added,
"The FBI continues to maintain responsibility for counterintelligence issues writ large against all of our foreign adversaries and certainly including our Russian adversaries. So we still do work in the Russia counterintelligence space, but we're careful to leave what is the special counsel's to the special counsel."
McCabe also was questioned if he was asked for a loyalty pledge by President Trump. He declined to answer in the hearing, but said the only oath he has taken is to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has promoted his 31-year-old son Mohammed bin Salman to crown prince, making him next in line to the throne, while also serving as defense minister and overseeing an effort to overhaul the country's economy. Hilal Kashan at the American University in Beirut calls this a, quote, palace coup, stressing that it marks not just the continuation of the status quo, but an escalation in Saudi regional policies.
Saudi Arabia is facing a very tough regional situation, and the crisis with Qatar is very demanding and very difficult, and it is not easy to win.
The former crown prince and nephew of King Salman, Mohammed bin Nayef, was relieved of all his positions, including the role of interior minister. A police officer was stabbed in the neck at the Flint, Michigan airport by a man with a knife Wednesday in what authorities are investigating as a possible act of terrorism. One witness on the scene describes,
"I went upstairs and I saw a cop and he was down and there was a whole bunch of blood everywhere. Yeah, it was everywhere. Blood was everywhere and it was crazy."
Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw said the condition of the officer who was stabbed, Airport Police Lieutenant Jeff Neville, was stable. Shaw said one person is in custody and nobody else is believed to have been involved. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and chief Middle East advisor Jared Kushner made his first solo visit Wednesday to the region, holding separate meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in an attempt to restart long-dormant peace talks. There was no immediate word on the meetings. The Trump administration faces the same obstacles that have doomed previous attempts by previous administrations. Kushner, whose family has a long relationship with Netanyahu, enjoys some advantages that could allow him to make some progress. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.